Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star talking long-range fishing.
Man, this is such a great time and such a great energy this time of year. Just came back from that fantastic Long Beach Red Hall show, going into Del Mar, and that's the kickoff. Like, that's the kickoff to our season. Springs around, and those successful Mazatlan trips, and now all of a sudden all those rumors about bluefin being dead. It's just, oh. I love this time of year. Like, you can feel it wanting to just, you know, boil off. So
it's going to be 75 degrees in San Diego today. You got to love it.
And, okay, those aren't rumors about the bluefin.
Yeah. Right? No.
These are facts.
Yeah, it's not like, hey, man, I talked to a guy who has a brother.
My buddy's cousin saw one.
Yeah, husband owns a yacht. No. This is legit. Yeah. Man. There's an incredible amount of bluefin already there.
Yeah. This is great, man. I just dig it. And
it's coming. I mean, it will be available.
It's mid-March.
Yeah.
This is where, and the beauty of it, too, like, that's where it's supposed to be right now. You know,
That's exactly right.
Not something funky, not something where, like, oh, maybe we'll get a flash real early and then it'll all be up above us. Like, it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be in a good fishing scenario.
I should make the point. I just thought of it. You know, this year, we changed our schedule around quite a bit. We always used to run a longer trip in May, and we had those 7 and 8 day trips that we would run in June. We switched things up an awful lot, where we have some 3 day trips over the weekend. We threw those day and a half introduction to long range trips in the beginning of June. Excuse me. All of those trips are designed to target that bluefin that's offshore. Whatever else we may find offshore too, but we've really set our schedule up based on, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, what's been going on early, because that's just, you know, it's pretty much been the same.
June, July, August, yeah.
Exactly, even May, right outside. I mean, how about those guys on the three-quarter day trips, big foamers right outside the rock pile in May? You know, I mean, those trips are set up to really take advantage of that, and of course, have the Royal Star experience along with the opportunity to target one of those bluefins. So we got a bunch of room on those trips too in our schedule for the adventurous angler that wants to jump on and get one of those bluefin early.
It could happen.
No doubt,
indeed,
man.
It's gonna.
Yeah, I think so too. It's gonna be a great one. As you can hear, we got a great show coming for you. Again, if you want to get through this morning, been an incredibly busy morning. The phone lines are 100% packed up, but we're gonna be taking a lot of your phone calls in the second hour. 858-457-1090. That's our local number, or toll free at 877-792-1090. Not only be having fun talking fishing with Captain Tim, we're also giving away three killer prizes. Three lucky callers are each going to win a pair of tickets to the Fred Hall Del Mar Show, March 28th through the 31st. Going to be a great time. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our FishDope.com report today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, offer trips and great six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Tim.
Mark.
So, this is the last report of the winter season. Thank
goodness. Yeah.
I'm personally ready for some springtime, and that, hopefully that weather straightens out a little bit and bite gets a little bit more consistent. This has definitely been another tough week. It gusted to 71 on Santa Barbara Island here a few days ago.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever seen 70s in this area.
Holy
crap. So when you read the bite, you know, Brandon Hayward's magazine, he's got a great story about the old days on Santa Barbara Island in this last issue, and the guys living there, they had to anchor their house down with cables And they would often have their chickens and turkeys blown over the edge of the cliff in those big guns.
There's not much hiding in at Santa Barbara Island.
No, there's not. But, God, the little island's green up there now with all this rain. But, anyway, we got nice weather, guys, and there's going to be good coverage here these next few days, thank goodness, because we haven't been finding out too much here recently. But guys are back at Clemente, and it'll be interesting to see what they scrounge up. You know, before the weather, there's excellent cod fishing off both ends of the island, and along with a couple handfuls of nice great yellows that were mostly caught in the cove there. Some of that was caught on bait, frozen bait, actually, frozen squid, and a few were caught on the iron. And there was also a dab of squid seen in the cove there, so hopefully that continues to build up. Over at Catalina, guys, you know, everybody's just getting back to it again after the weather. It's been an interesting setup there. I mean, the squid situation has been pretty good, backside middle. You know, it's been there for months. And there's been a dab on the front side up in the isthmus area for quite some time. There's an awful lot of critters on it right now. There's a lot of red crab in the area and a lot of seals and dolphins chasing it around. So stuff to fish on the front there. But I would imagine a guy can make a little bit of bait. But we're going back to the island tomorrow to see if we can keep our sea bass streak unbroken. You know, there's been good signal on that sea bass all winter long. You know, you get a little tiny weather window, guys get over there, poke around, they dig out some fish here and there. So I found them in a couple different places here so far. So we're going to be back over there tomorrow. And before I go, I'm going in the back room of the shop today, and I'm going to dig out a couple old treasures from 20 years ago. I spent a lot of time helping Leon at CalStar with the design on some of the graphite rods. And as a thank you, he made me a couple of custom cork-handled 800 XL sea bass rods, which are perfect for that shallow water fishing.
I've got one of those, too. Cool, he made me one, too. And, boy, that's my treasure rod.
Yeah. Well, it's going to both of them are going to go fishing tomorrow. We're going to fish some of them same old beaches where they cut their teeth. In fact, I've got pictures of the very first sea bass I caught on those rods that I'm going to dig out and see if we can rewrite a little history there. But, boy, what a shock to lose such a legend. I was just very saddened to hear that the end came.
Well,
but,
he lived a great life.
No
and,
doubt.
Oh, my gosh, what a legacy he leaves. And, you know, I know that you worked very closely with Leon. And back in the early days of Let's Talk Hookup, we used to talk to Leon together and back when you developed with him that 800 XL, and you know that's what the thing we talked about. It. He talked to the angler. He talked to guys like Mark Wish that know their stuff. How do you develop a rod to catch sea bass? You talk to Mark Wish, and that's what Leon did.
Yeah. I used to go up there. You know, I do the show, you know, what we're doing right now, and then I'd go in and take care of a little Saturday morning business at the shop, and then I'd go up to Gardena there and hang out and, you know, get what I needed for stock and visit with him and hear all those stories about the old days, like Mike Lum was speaking of earlier. And, God, a guy had phenomenal recollection of all of all that history.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
he will be missed,
but we're going to be fishing them CalStar rods for a long time, Leon.
No doubt about it. I'm going to say, what the heck were those rods doing in the back room, man? I use mine all the time. It's like, yeah, that's like my favorite rod. Hey, fishdope.com, the guys have it. And, of course, they're going to keep tabs on what Mark's doing over at the island here. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code hookup now. Lowercase, no space, hookup now. And how do we find you, Mark?
We're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and we're constantly putting up more pictures as we get that new website rounded out. So go check it out, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Good luck at the island, Mark, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, well, I have a good report for you. We'll see you guys.
All right,
take care.
Thanks, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, nice to have some good weather in our forecast, huh?
Right, some nice weather, and I actually got some fishing boats out.
Half-day boats
going out there, catching those bottom fish. About what you'd expect there, some nice reds, rockfish, other bottom fishing there. But big good news also is that the San Diego got out this morning. They finally got the boat all cleaned up, ready to go. It looks beautiful, and they're heading down the islands today to take a look around down there, hopefully get into some yellowtail and some good bottom fishing. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our half-day schedule up there, those full days on to San Diego. Some of those boats are starting to put some of their day and a half and longer trips up for the summer. So definitely check that out. Again, seaforthlanding.com. give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can always come down and visit us in person. And if you haven't gotten your gear ready for the season, it's probably about time to do that because it's just going to keep getting better from here on out, especially as the weather gets more stable.
All right. It's time to go fishing. And, boy, it's going to be really interesting to hear what those guys are going to be doing on San Diego down the islands, right?
Yeah. Hopefully next week I have a great report for you from all the fishing they do down there. Like I said, today's our first trip out there. Had about 35 people going to go down, take a look around. And, God, we haven't had much fishing down there in a while, so hopefully it's going to be pretty good here.
Yeah. Perfect day to do it. All right, Marcos, appreciate that very much. Look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, and that is our catch report today, and it's sponsored in part by the great guys at Blue Guard Innovations, makers of smart bilge pumps and switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you have not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, it could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors and other innovative ideas from Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange. I have it on my boat. Wouldn't be in the water without it for sure. It's a really, really a great thing, the Blue Guard Innovations BG1, for sure. All right, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. Dave in Anza. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Say, Tim, I was on that first Mazatlan trip with you, and I was one of those six cow tuna you were talking about earlier. It was a fish of a lifetime. A great catch and a great trip. And, yeah, I also, this last weekend up at the Fred Hall show, I bought some of those seasonings they sell for the fish marinades. We already tried the sesame and seed. That was good. But the other night on this tuna I caught, we used the sweet Cajun, and oh, what a meal that made. It was just great stuff. I'm going to be buying some more of that at the Fred Hall and Del Mar show. And my question for you on these big tuna, you know, I've caught 100-pound class tuna before, but I've never caught a tuna like this cow that is such a deep red color meat, and it is just so good to eat. It's almost like prime rib of the ocean. I know a lot of times when you get a bigger animal, especially hunting, the bigger animal may be a trophy but doesn't taste as good. Now, is this typical of the cow tuna? They're going to be a more of a rich and better quality meat to eat?
It actually is, yes. That deep red color, it's more consistent with those fish that we catch down in the tropics and the subtropics. If you catch a yellowfin up here, you know, above, say, the 28 latitude, a lot of those fish at Guadalupe, they're real light color. They're not as they have a higher fat content, and just for whatever reason, the forage that they're on, their meat doesn't tend to be that deep red. But down in the tropics, where we were and where you caught that fish, every one of those fish was that just beautiful ruby red.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to have a couple pieces of that, a fish from a trip down there, and, you know, I mean, it just doesn't get any better. You combine that with a whole, you know, the process that we follow. I mean, it's just a religion for us now between the spiking and the bleeding and removing the entrails and keeping in that RSW. It just adds up to the exact product that Dave's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And it's music to my ears. I'm glad you use those rubs on. I know Sean, he puts a lot of thought into those, and he just has a line of products there that are just, I mean, they're incredible.
Yeah.
And he's
done a nice job.
Yeah, and they've become so popular with good reason. The stories that just like Dave is sharing now. I mean, everything he turns out, I had no idea the guy was such a chef, man. Everything he turns out of there is just fantastic.
Yeah, well, it's Kristen, too.
Admittedly.
Yeah, so they have on the rubs and spices, they're going to have that same deal at Fred Hall Del Mar. You have them listed right
there.
That's
right. They got a show special coming up on the rubs. Any three rubs for $20 is $24 value.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, and he's got all kinds of cool deals. 10 rubs for $60. He's got the lunch bag special.
That lunch bag special was flying. What's that deal?
Yeah, that thing's great. So you get over a half a pound of smoked fish, a pack of jerky, a pack of cheese, and then and the lunch bag, the insulated lunch bag for $25. You're ready to go.
How did you do that?
I just, you know.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
It's a really good deal.
Yeah, for sure. So that'll be at Fred Hall Del Mar.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's right. And he's prepping up again. He's ready to go. He's got all kinds of product that he's stocking up on now. I know those guys are busy bees there with the boat getting in this morning, but last week and all next week, they're going to be restocking, getting ready for Del Mar.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Dave, on your fish of a lifetime there. on the Royal Star 4-day fly down, fly back in Mazatlan, and I'll bet you want to do it again. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, and let's talk to John and Mira Mesa. Hi, John.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. So, Tim, it feels like it's been 10 years or longer since you were doing those tagging trips.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, do you know if there's been any movement or what the results of your efforts were as far as access to fishing inside the buffer zone?
Well, I mean, it really had nothing to do with fishing inside the buffer zone. That was a project that was advanced by the Inter-American Tropical Tuna Commission and the Natural Fisheries Institute of Mexico. The purpose of the study was to determine both movements as well as behavior of fish that were both inside and beyond the reserve. The idea of tagging in there was to be able to tag fish that would hopefully get out and disperse into the population and have longer times at liberty, because some of the capture rates of those tagged fish when they're in areas of heavy exploitation are not that great. You know, you let them go and they get caught again within a few days. So in that respect, it was a glowing success. There were a lot of long-term recoveries. The data that was gained from that it's still being used. I mean, it's incredibly valuable how they've determined that there actually is a lot of regional fidelity in those yellowfin tuna. They don't really go that far. It's not a, you know, some of them make long trips, but most of them, they don't really migrate. You know, they kind of hang around within 500, 1,000 miles for the most part of wherever they're tagged and released. That has been incredibly valuable as far as fisheries management strategies. And then the behavioral data, I mean, it's just incredible what those fish do. I mean, they had no idea. Sometimes those tuna, they recorded yellowfin tuna making dives up to 2,000 meters.
Wow. What?
1,000 meters, 500 meters. Yeah, they had no idea they went down there. Like,
wow.
Like what are they doing down there? There, you know, every once in a while, one just gets a wild hare and, you know,
and chases
goes
a giant
deep,
squid,
you know, or
something. Or
whatever, yeah. But just watching the bounce diving behaviors, it's pretty incredible. If you go on to the Inter-American Tropical Tuna Commission website and look up some of the information, Kurt Schaefer, he was the senior scientist there along with Danny Fuller. It's all there. All the papers they wrote are available. It's just amazing to see what those fish have done. And again, that information has been really valuable and to this day is being used regularly by fisheries managers that are developing the management strategies for the Eastern Pacific.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up for the first time all morning, 877-792-1090. You want to get a chance to talk to Tim? You want to get a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Fred Hall Del Mar show? There's your shot.
You got it. Next up, let's talk to John. John's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. My question is to Tim. Are we going to see those wahoo in Long Beach again this year?
Boy, it sure seems like it, doesn't it? I mean, I've heard that there's going to be warmer water. However, I got to tell you guys, I was thinking about it listening to Mark Wish earlier, you know, talking about all this weather. This has been, we've had a regular winter weather pattern here. There's been a lot more northwest wind, and you look long-term right now, I mean, there's a lot of forecasts. There's still storms that are going to be barreling through. There's a lot of northwest. The water temperatures, which were significantly higher all the way through February, it's actually come down now, and it's kind of more normal, you know, 62 degrees down there off the coast, 60, 61. You know, we're seeing more of that colder water. So, I as far as catching wahoo up there in Long Beach, I don't know if I'm sold on that one yet, but I don't think that's a bad thing. You know what I mean? Right. I mean, we've had a lot of warm water years, and it's great. I love it. I mean, catching yellowfin tuna on the three-quarter-day boats, sign me up. You know, I'm in. But if it ends up being a colder water pattern, and, you know, we kind of get back to this California current dominant cycle.
Healthy.
I mean, dare we say?
The A word? The A word.
Dare we advance?
Could happen.
I haven't seen Pete jump to that.
Yeah.
In a while.
Oh,
yeah.
Dare we advance?
I'm predicting it again this year. I predict it every year.
Every year, and I mean, it may happen eventually.
Yeah.
We know it's going to.
Yep.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And, you know, we're going at the last year we actually caught any albacore whatsoever was 2010. And we got a few of them in early June. There was a little hit and then they disappeared. So we're going on 9 years. If it's a 10-year cycle, that would suggest that, you know, within the next couple of years, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean,
but
It's getting more and more likely right. with every year.
Yeah, there
and,
you go. That's a good way to say
and,
it.
And now you see that we're kind of reverting back to this, again, California current dominant, you know, all that upwelling that's created by that wind whistling down the coast. It's
feels
a pattern.
A little different.
It's a pattern that suggests it's a looming possibility. How about that for a politician's answer?
Yeah, that's right. A good one. Yeah.
It definitely might happen. Yeah,
it
maybe.
Definitely might. Possibly. All right, there you go. All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Fred. He's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
How you doing? Colin, I'm curious, do you know if a Mexican TSA still requires no line on your fishing reels in, you know, carry-ons?
It, I guess it depends. I mean, I know anglers that make it through the line, and I know anglers that said they made them check it. So it just depends on the day and whoever, you know, is manning the machine at that time.
There's no written rule, and that's the problem, is that right. You don't know. So why not just check it? I mean, that's the thing. Or have as a backup plan, have a bag with you that if you do need to check it, you can go back and
I think
check
that's
it.
The thing. If you're, you know, I'm of that same program, Pete. I just check it. I have a nice bag that my reels go in. I bought one of those TSA approved locks. It just goes right through the deal, and I just check all mine at this point. I always like to carry them on because it's a high dollar thing for sure, but at this point, just to deal with the hassle, I just check mine always. But I think that's really good advice. Put them, if you're going to try to carry them on, put it in a bag you can easily decide to check if you get turned around right at the gate where it's not, you know, you don't have your passport and all your other stuff living inside there. Like, have a bag you're willing to throw down in the hold if need be.
Yeah. Sorry to be so vague about it, but there really is no written rule, and so it is vague.
It's all about who you get when you hit the TSA line.
Right, for sure.
Roll the dice.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, I want to announce this week's CCA calendar winner, the Bill Varney calendar, and indeed, it is a $25 gift card for AFCO gear, which is just fantastic. And the winning number on the calendar, check the back of your calendar, is 1577. 1577. Contact CCA through their website or their Facebook page, and they'll claim your prize if you are 1577. And also, I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News. A lot of talk about the cod opener, which was a big success, of course. So a lot of cod going on in Western Out There News and a lot more. A little talk about the Long Beach show and such. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mark. He's called us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Hey, this question is for Tim. On your I caught the last bit of the Mazalot discussion, and can I put my gear on the boat before it goes down there and then meet it down there, or do you have to take it down there yourself?
No, you're free to put the gear on board ahead of time. We've done that on both rounds of trips. It worked out great. Both trips added their gear on the way down.
And the same on the way back.
Yeah, and we've got a system where we keep it organized. It's not that big of a deal. And cool. Yeah, it worked out great. Talk about
what a great, convenient thing.
Yeah, going back to it was Mark's question about the line and the reels. Hey, put it on the boat ahead of time. Don't worry about it. I mean, literally fly down with a passport in your pocket and away you go.
Yeah.
Passport and
so
a wallet
cool.
and you're ready to rock.
Yeah. All your gear on the boat both ways.
Yeah.
Just maybe take an overnight bag for your night in Mazatlan or if you choose to have a night in Mazatlan.
Yeah, you should choose to have a night in Mazatlan. I mean, you know, for the reasons we talked about, it's such a beautiful place. It'd be a shame to not take advantage of it. But the other thing is, just travel-wise, you know, if your flight gets delayed, something happens, you know, I mean, it's the world of international travel. Is it likely to happen? No, but can it? And then, you know, if you're on a 2 or 3 hour timeline between the departure time and your flight getting in there and something happens, you're either going to screw yourself or screw the boat over. So we really recommend and encourage everybody to fly in a day early, man. Take a breather.
Take a load off, get acclimated.
Yeah, bring a little
enjoy
woman, Mazalot. Whatever,
that's
enjoy
cool,
the town.
And I like it.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Everyone knows that owner hooks are the best, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has a huge selection of owner hooks, including the new Mutu Hybrid at the best price. That's owner and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Yamaha Outboard Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I have an opportunity for one of our listeners, one angler. We have a Bill Chapman Sr. Lake El Salto trip that I'm going on, and Harold Davis and a bunch of Harold Davis guys and a bunch of our buddies are going on April the 9th, April 9th through 13th, Tuesday through Saturday. We had one spot come open. Somebody got sick, and they're unable to make the trip. It's been sold out for a long time. There's only 16 of us going, and to Lake El Salto, to Bill Chapman Sr.'s lodge, and we have the whole lodge, 16 people.
So cool.
It's $18.25. That includes 3.5 days of fishing. So you fish full 3 days, and then a half day the day we depart on Saturday, too. You'll get another half day of fishing in. All your meals, all our transfers, either from Mazatlan or Culiacan. And the only extra is your airfare, which the airfare to Culiacan is like $100 round trip or something like that.
Beers and margaritas totally included.
Yep, all included.
Awesome service, great fishermen. It's a really cool trip.
So if you want that one spot to go, and Patrick G is going, so you'd probably be fishing with Patrick G, who's a great guy.
Yeah, the nicest.
Yeah, for sure. So if you want to go, shoot me an email, Pete@hookup1090.com, Pete@hookup1090.com, or give me a call in my office at 619-223-4665. Our first 1825 commitment takes it. So jump on that. It's going to be a great trip, April 9th through the 13th. Looking forward to it. Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Tim. How are you?
Hey, great.
Good morning, sir.
You know, Pete, it's just sometimes I don't like modern technology, but when I'm on the road and I can just pick up my phone and listen to you guys, this is wonderful. It's great.
That app, the Let's Talk Hookup app, is amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks.
And wonderful show. Thank you. You know, I'm traveling. I'm living in a hotel room, and it just kind of makes me feel like I'm at home again. It's great. Thanks.
Awesome, cool, buddy.
Thanks for listening. How's the Bakersfield show going?
Well, yesterday was the first day of the Bakersfield show, and we had a really good day. Weather's nice up here. We're expecting a good show tomorrow and the next day. You know, this is we got over 400 RVs here, Pete, on display.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, a big boat show, a very nice tackle show. Mike's done a great job putting that together. So it's really fun, and it kind of represents the community, and we're happy to be here, and we're very glad to be doing the show, but very anxious to get back to Del Mar.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, you and Mike will be in the studio next Sunday talking all about Del Mar, which is coming up very, very soon, right?
Yeah, and, you know, and me and a bunch of other exhibitors, we all feel the same way. Del Mar is our favorite show of all the Hall shows.
No doubt about it.
And, you know, there's going to be a special TV story this year, Pete. They're going to cover the cigar tent.
I saw that. That's going to be funny.
That's funny.
So you're a big part of that, so you'll have to be there when we're doing live.
Oh, boy. Yeah. sounds like fun to me, Bart. I don't know whether we want to reveal that secret, though, to the public, though.
Well,
right?
That's okay. If we talk about it, I don't have to tell you where it is.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Bart, I know indeed Bakersfield is going on today and tomorrow, and so if you're in that area, go by and see Bakersfield. Long Beach was a monster, incredible show you guys put together up in Long Beach. Congratulations for the success of that.
Well, thank you, and it looks like Bakersfield is on the same track. We had a really great day yesterday for Friday up here, and we're getting a lot of local TV coverage. People seem to really like it, having us in the community, so it's really really great, and we're going to enjoy the heck out of the next 2 days and then look forward to being in the studio a week from tomorrow.
Sounds great. All right, Bart, thanks a lot. We'll see you a week from tomorrow back in the Mighty 1090 studios. Good luck today. Thanks a lot for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you, Bart. All right, well, the phones are packed up. We're jumping back into them. I'm going to talk to Brian. He's called us from Westminster this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Brian. Brian.
Questions for Tim. Tim, on those Mazatlan trips, what rod reel combinations would you suggest to bring?
I'm so glad you asked. You really don't need a lot of gear. It's 3 days of fishing on the water, offshore fishing. You need two bigger rods. We say 100 and 130-pound outfit for fly line and sardines, fly line and bigger baits perhaps. We have all kite gear on board. You don't need anything bigger than that. And those rods will be interchangeable. You can, you know, it's just a matter of switching a wind-on leader. If you want to bring a wind-on leader, say 80-pound or something to throw on if it's touchy fishing on your 100-pound outfit, you can do that. And then one mid-range size outfit, a 40-pound outfit, and that's it. I mean, a handful assorted hooks that you'll adjust that size to the bait, and that's it. You know, we sinker fish quite a bit with those sardines, but we have sinkers on board. I mean, the gear requirements on those trips are really minimal.
And you have rental gear. If you don't have that gear, you don't have to buy it. You can make arrangements prior to the trip to use the Royal Star gear. And you have all Shimano Talikas on the boat.
That's right. Talikas. We have Tiagras. We have Pin, you know, 30s, 50s. We have all kinds of gear, all CalStar rods.
Yeah.
And we've got some Shimano rods. We're adding some new ones. I'm trying to remember the name of it. The United Composite ones. I'm like gear brain right now. walking around the show, it's just bombarded with products. But anyway, we have all kinds of gear in the boat. If you want to use our gear, that's fine. But again, if you want to bring your own, you don't really need that much. I know I sound like a broken record talking about bringing gear in a boat. We find that, you know, it's our human tendency to bring more than need. I mean, I'm guilty of it myself, and you know, with the bag that I pack. But it really is essential that everybody, you know, pare it down to what you need rather than the kitchen sink also. And it just makes a more enjoyable experience for everybody.
No doubt about it. And, of course, now our Let's Talk Hookup trip is January 24th to the 28th. I'll be going on that. You've lowered the price to $26.95. That's all inclusive, except for your airfare, right?
That's right. Airfare is included.
Permits,
in that.
Everything.
Yeah, permits, everything is included. You know, meals, everything on the boat is part of it.
Yeah. Then there's a second trip right after that, and then you'll have a couple more in March. But
correct.
Yeah, but that definitely sign up soon, because I think this next year people have figured out that those are cool trips.
And I hope so.
And just because we didn't read the exact dates for the March trip at the beginning of the show, the first one, March the 1st through the 5th, the second one, the 5th through the 9th.
Exactly.
Beginning of March, like you're saying, but just for the exact dates. Because, again, with the success that these ones had, no doubt those things are going to fill right up. They're way too easy, way too convenient, and way too good of a shot at catching a giant fish for them not to have the same success record.
No, and you know what's funny is... a lot of the people that went on the trips this year told me, I'm going back.
Yeah.
They said they loved it. They just had so much fun.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's just so easy. I just couldn't get over it. I talked to you about this, Ricky. It's like, because I was in the tackle shop the next day.
The next day.
Yeah. You know, we're at this epic stop. We have six over 200 pounds. And you know, the stop ends at dark, and we're... in Mazatlan the next morning, 10 hours later, we're sitting there, everybody getting off the boat. I had to fly home to take care of business up here, and I was in Fisherman's Landing Tackle at 2 in the afternoon, just going, like, it was surreal. I was like, I can't believe I'm standing here right now when where I was yesterday and what I was doing.
You know, pulling on a 200-pounder in the evening, and you have lunch at your own house the next day.
Yeah.
How crazy is that, man?
Amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Rich in Chula Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rich. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for hanging in there, Rich.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Great.
I have a question on your thoughts or opinions on the Fred Hall Show. When it comes to it, you know, a lot of people say they go to the Long Beach one, you know, because more vendors and their experience is different there. I try to go to both. If I go to both, I always go to the Del Mar one. But I try to let people know, hey, attendance-wise, I try to always support the San Diego one. I'm from San Diego. I always go to the San Diego one to get their attendance, you know, to show support. Does people not going to the San Diego one and only going to the Long Beach one jeopardize future vendors because attendance is lower than Long Beach? Or is it just a square footage? Is there more room up in the Long Beach one for more vendors to be at?
You know, Long Beach is the largest consumer fishing show in the world, and there's nothing like Long Beach. That's a difficult question to answer because I love Del Mar.
Yeah.
Del Mar's way more favorite for me than Long Beach, I got
to
tell you.
I like the layout of the Del Mar show, too. It's, you know, it's nice. It's got the outdoor element to it. I mean, it's cool. But it'd be a great question to ask Bart and Mike next week.
Yeah,
From a retail standpoint at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we like the Del Mar show because we get to show off what Fisherman's Landing Tackle is. You know, in our opinion, we have the single best crew, you know, in the business, and we like to get the show that off. Long Beach is so crazy, you just don't get to spend the time that you'd like to. If a guy comes up, hey, I'm going on a Mazatlan trip, you know, he's going to see Brandon or Darren or RC or Doug or myself, and we're going to go through all the different rods and reels and things like that it takes to go through a show when we're at Del Mar. And Long Beach, it's just too crazy. And Del Mar, you get the time, and we think that's what sets us apart is, you know, we want to show off how good our guys are and how well they're going to take care of somebody, and we get to do that at Del Mar. And Long Beach is just too busy to get to pull that off. You're just, you know, you give as much information as you can. We always take the best care of our customers, but, you know, when it's just there's 200 guys in line, that doesn't happen. Del Mar is the pace where we really get to show off how good we think our guys are.
Yeah. So, I like your idea. Support San Diego show, Del Mar show. It's absolutely, and it's a great show, and we'll see you there. You may win a pair of tickets, too. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Dennis in Norwalk is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dennis.
Yes. I'd like to talk about the Roddy Rods and the Saber Rods. Also, the name of the company, do you remember a company called Rodco?
Of course.
Yeah. I used to work down the street from them, and I went in there a few times, and I got a couple of those rods.
Yeah.
That's cool, buddy.
Yeah, there's a lot of history with Leon Todd. There's no doubt about it, Dennis. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Mike in Chula Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
Oh, I hit the wrong button. Lou in Fullerton's next up. Sorry. Hey, Lou.
Hey, good morning, everybody, all you guys. Brian already asked the question that I was going to ask the captain. So with that, I don't have anything more to add other than I'm looking forward to Del Mar, and it's going to be a great one. Another good year.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks. Appreciate that. Okay, now Mike and Chula Vista. All right. Hey, Mike.
Hey, there we go.
Good morning, buddy.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, look, first of all, I just wanted to say something. Do you remember the 870 Sabres?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I've got an 870 Psychedelic that he made for me and my buddy David Kane. You know, you have the cork handles and stuff like that. That is probably my favorite rod of any rod I've ever had. I mean, it's a beautiful rod. You know, my question for Tim, okay? Hey, what's going on with the Cedros and places down there? Have they gotten that thing lifted where we can go back into the islands now? Or is that guy still blocking everything?
We're working towards a solution with the locals. We're trying the real objective is to do anything we can to support the local economy down there, and that's the key. We have to be supportive in both promotionally as well as doing everything we can to funnel dollars into local venues, pocket into local areas. You know, that's really what the key is, and that's our point of focus. We want to start working more directly with the local people down there. So I think that we've got the right idea, the right foundation. It's just a matter of getting it through now. And, you know, the wheels of bureaucracy turn slowly. But rest assured, we're on it.
And you're making progress.
Heck yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not happening yet, but I think we made some big progress. There was a big agreement signed with some key Mexican officials up in our booth at Long Beach, which is an important step.
Yeah, there's a lot more. I mean, look, there's a lot more individuals, there's a lot more people that are in favor of building the economy down there than against it. And I mean, if you think about it, you can't accomplish anything with a closed door.
Yes.
You got to have you got to have an open door, and you got to have a free exchange of ideas. And there's just unlimited potential to grow those local fisheries and you know. Obviously, there's a lot of limitations down there, just, you know, geography and infrastructure, logistics, where I think that the San Diego fishery can really provide a lot of help in you know, at the very least, introduce a ton of people to that area.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's really the key. You know, you got to get eyes down there. You got to introduce people to the region. And boy, what more perfect way to do that than to, you know, get boats in there with a bunch of anglers who see how beautiful the area is and want to go back and try it and fish there a different way. That's what we've always said. Excuse me, about a place like Cedars. I mean, you know,
the surrounding areas are
same. The long range boats can't compete with what the skiffs down there do. We're not going to get
a different.
Yeah,
fishery.
It's a totally completely different. I mean, we're offshore. We're out of way. We're targeting yellowtail schools. We're you know, like we don't even
we don't
do what those guys do, and we can't do it. So I mean, what better way to work together and introduce a bunch of people to the island or that area and go, hey, look, if you want to get in there in that kelp line, you know, you want to cast into those rocks. These are the guys that know what to do that. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of potential. So let's just hope that you know, over the short term into the long term that we can work on our alliances down there and open the door to building the economy in that region.
You know, with that said, too, the one thing I think that's worth talking about, and you mentioned it the last time you were on the show, is just because that island isn't a spot where you currently are fishing, that doesn't mean coastal areas surrounding that provide similar, if not same, fishing are still very much, you know, fishable and, you know, on multi-day trips on the Royal Star.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've been tremendously successful. It's not like we got shut down from it. It's just, you know, to say that the area around Cedros, around Benitas, isn't a perfect destination would be, I'd be remiss, but there are. There's plenty of other areas, that, you know, down along the coast there, around Natividad. I mean, we've and up on the coast above and inside Cedros, too, we've done a great job of providing a lot of good fishing, a lot of good days in a lot of different areas. But, you know, I think that we should be working together. I think the last time or a couple times ago when I was on, we talked about how you know, it should not be adversarial between recreational fishers. You know what I mean? It's like you can't look at a boat with 20 guys with rods and reels, recreational anglers, and say, they're bad, we're good because I'm an Aponga. You know what I mean? You're the same guy. Like, we should all be working together. We are on the same page. We're the same fishery. We're the same family. And we should all be working towards the same goal, and that's to grow the fishery sustainably and grow the economy of the local regions down there. It's a real clear picture. It's just a matter of advancing that idea and making good on commitments that we're ready to make good on.
And having hundreds of San Diego long-range anglers buying permits and buying all the different things that benefits the local economy, it's a huge financial boon for them.
Absolutely. And have that money go directly towards again, sustainable fishing practices. Yeah. There's no better fishery than recreational. And that's been proven time and again for maintaining or developing local economies.
And they're not going to open up the commercial fishery to that. It doesn't have anything to do with the commercial fishery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. And you know, I mean, we could go on and on about this, but the San Diego long range boats, the San Diego sport fleet, the long range boats, and we're a perfect example. We are so closely regulated, and we regulate ourselves. Yeah. We are so diligent about compliance. I mean, we keep track of every fish that goes in that hatch. We do not have anglers that exceed the limits now. We know exactly what everybody's catching. We record it. We have detailed data that we submit every single day, every single trip. I mean, it is the epitome of a sustainable fishery that, you know, it's a perfect example of the good that sport fishing, recreational fishery can bring.
And let's hope it keeps going on.
Amen.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what late three lucky callers are all going to the Del Mar Fred Hall Show. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com. And find a dealer near you.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We have the most complete selection of owner hooks at the show, including the new Owner Mutu Hybrid. Get the best pricing of the year on all owner styles for local and long-range fishing. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff knows your owner hook needs. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Are the big winners of those tickets, pairs of tickets, again, to the Fred Hall Del Mar Show, March 28th through the 31st, going to Mark in Santee, Dave in Spring Valley, and John in Los Alamitos. Guys, congratulations. We're going to see you at the show.
Indeed. It's going to be a great time. And are we going to see you hanging around? Or are you going to be on the boat down at Del Mar?
You know, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm
end of the month.
I think that I'm going to be there at least one of the days, probably Saturday,
okay,
maybe Sunday, and I'm going to bring the ambassador, you know, Duke up there.
Duke's the man to do it.
Oh, my gosh,
sure.
Man. That kid's like the...
It's a Fred Hall pro already.
Whirlwind.
Yeah.
He does a way better job than I do, which I guess that's the way it's supposed to go. Anyway, I want to thank everybody very much. Follow
awesome,
along
buddy.
Our daily reports. We're tied up for maintenance now for 40 days. We're hauling the boat out of the water on Monday, so we're going to be out of action here for... Again, 40 days till the 26th of April. I'll try to put a few things in on the website as they come up, but book those trips. We got room in this. We have room in the summer. We have room on those trips in the spring and just a few select spots in the fall. RoyalStarSportFishing.com, 619-224-4764. Talk to Tracy, talk to Brian, Randy or I. We're all in and home and available. If you guys need to be talked into a trip, we're
you're
here
there.
For you.
You're the ones
exactly.
That'll do it.
Thank you very much. And in closing, I want to say my piece about Leon. Love that guy. Incredible man. His legacy is one that speaks to us every single time you're holding a CalStar, you're holding the Saber. Uh-huh. I mean, what a thing to celebrate. You know what I mean? Let's not be sad about it. Every time you see a CalStar brand, every time you're fishing with a CalStar rod, catch one for Leon.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well said. Well said, indeed, for sure. Hey, thank you, Tim. Great job. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. Check out our app, Let's Talk Hookup app on the App Store or Google Play Store. Download it if you haven't already and get everything you need. Let's Talk Hookup right there. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing going to be talking kayak fishing on Cedros. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.